How do we say may?
May.
Open Yahweh P7. Everybody.
Kindergarten students at St. Michael's Community School sound adorable reciting the days of the week in Michif. Their faces are focused, some scrunching their eyes up as they try their best to say the right words. They might not always get it exactly right, but that doesn't seem to bother them very much. They're just happy to be learning. Older students might have better pronunciation.
Something like Kiyamaga or something.
But they feel the same way.
That's what I love. We're always talking about the culture, what happened in the past. I think it's just amazing, like learning the culture and all that.
Grade 8 student Nadine Sutherland goes to St. Francis Cree Bilingual School.
I feel like it's a part of me, like a part of me and my identity.
Her mom, JC, is somewhat envious. She grew up on reserve, but never learned to really speak Cree herself.
I'm proud, but deep down I'm embarrassed because I can pronounce what they're pronouncing, and they're trying so hard.
She's also surprised.
I didn't even think it was an option or an opportunity.
And tomorrow is?
Friday.
Thursday. Good.
Students at St. Michael's get to spend about half their day learning Michif, the traditional Métis language that blends French and Cree. Principal Kristen Dorgan Lee says it's giving the language new life through students and seeping back into their community too.
Trying to revitalize that so that our grandparents, that they hear the language at home and they feel a sense of pride and they're like, wow, I'm hearing my language again. When they're learning about their culture and their identity and there's a sense of pride of who we are as Métis and Indigenous people, they feel that, and they have a sense of pride for who they are as well.
St. Francis Principal Lori McCauley agrees.
They can come in and they can be themselves. They don't have to leave who they are at the door and pretend to be something they are not.
McCauley knows Indigenous languages are being lost.
Our struggle here is to find and support and grow the language.
And that's exactly what's happening. JC Sutherland says students like her daughter are actually becoming the teacher.
So when they come home and teach me whatever phrase or sentence that they've learned for the day, of course I want to put in our everyday lives.
For Nadine, it's not about being a teacher or a student. The most important part of all of it.
I can just like be who I am. I don't have to change for anybody.
In Saskatoon, Libby Giesbrecht, 650 CKOM.